Oh, hey, Jen. Glad you can make it. 10 years? I guess that's almost as long as you've been his boss, huh? Oh, please. You can work my husband to the bone all you want. A house like this ain't cheap. The backsplash. We actually got it imported. Yeah, it was expensive. We think it was worth. Or I do, at least. Okay, grab yourself a drink and I'll circle back in a bit. Yeah, I see you, Angie. You too, James. Thanks for coming. We'll talk in a bit. We're about to do a toast and gifts and all that stuff. Hey, Derek, can I speak with you in the hallway for a second? God, you look so fucking hot. I'm fucking dripping. No. No, he doesn't suspect a thing. Okay. You know what to do, right? Yeah, after I explain it, you come up behind me, and then, oh shit, I'm fucking gonna come just thinking about it. I gotta go to the bathroom before I fucking explode. Come on, pull yourself together. Hold it together. Just a few more minutes. It's finally time. Oh fuck. Stop touching your pussy. Stop touching your pussy, you crazy bitch. You can't come yet. Okay. I got this. Let's go out there and fucking destroy him. Okay, everybody. We have your attention, please. Everybody here? Okay, great. My husband Carl and I are happy you could come celebrate this milestone with us. 10 years of marriage. Wonderful kids, this house, this big effing rock on my hand. I couldn't possibly imagine creating a life like this with anyone else. I'm so glad to have met you, and I'm so glad that. Oh, shit, sorry. I've just been waiting for this moment for so long. I'm glad we can spare this special occasion with all of you. I know. I know. I'm getting flushed. I'm just really, really excited to give my present his present. Okay, Carl, here. Of course I've got something for you. Happy 10th anniversary. Open it. Come on, open it. Oh God, yes. Look at it. Read it. Read it and fucking weep, you pathetic bitch. Those are paternity tests, proving you aren't the father of my children. Did you hear that, everyone? My husband Carl is not the father of my kids. What? You really think I would ever have kids with this little dick faggot like you? You actually thought I would allow life with your feeble, worthless DNA to grow inside my body? Fuck that. Just thought makes me want to fucking puke. No, Carl, my children were conceived by a king and have great genes of a god. Yeah, of course I fucking cheated on you, sorry ass. I've been cheating on you our entire marriage. With who? You really want to know? You stupid piece of shit. I'm so glad you asked. Remember how I told you I'm inviting someone special and that it would be a surprise? Well, you're about to meet the guest of honor, Carl. Here he is, the father of my children, the man who made me the shameless, vile, unfaithful whore I am. Oh, fuck, Derek. Yes. Touch me. Feel me up in front of everyone. Oh, grope me right in front of my husband. Oh, fuck, Derek. Oh, you see how hurt he is? Oh, my God. It feels so damn good. I'm fucking wet, baby. Don't stop touching me. Carl, you know how I've been so cold and mean to you? You're always questioning your manhood. Oh, telling you I need an alpha male. Oh, that I need a real man. Oh. I wasn't being figurative, you dumb fuck. I wasn't saying I needed you to be one. Ugh. I know such a frail baby dick loser like you isn't capable of that. This is what I needed. Oh, this real man, you fucking faggot. Derek is the real man. Ooh, and he is everything you wish you were. Strong, assertive, confident. Oh. Handsome, oh, charming, oh, Impossibly sexy. Ah. Look at him, Carl. You see this? You see how tall he is? Oh, how muscular. How his big hands are groping her wife. All over my big tits, my thick thighs, and my huge round ass. Oh, it's all his, Carl. Your wife is his. And I'm his whore. And I'm his bitch. Oh, and you thought I belonged to you? Look at my body response to him. Writhing and grinding into Derek's cock. It's instinctual. I never did this with you. He's not like you. Carl, you're nothing. Just a fucking wimpy little pussy. And you're not even a tenth of the man he is. Look at that giant cock bulge in his pants. Inch after thick, heavy inch of absolute steel. Derek's cock has bigger veins than that tiny, worthless thing between your legs. Size matters. Strength matters. Oh, power matters. Oh, you should see how hard he fucks me with it. How rough he is. Oh, just fast and deep as he hammers me. He fucking rapes me, Carl. And I keep crawling back to Derek for more. I can't imagine the look on your face when you saw it. Oh, if you saw how your wife gets down on her knees and imposing figure towers above me, staring into the sheer intensity of his gaze, desperately clawing at his massive cock, burying my face into his crotch like it's the only thing that matters, begging him, pleading him to take her from her husband and rape the fucking shit out of her married body. Oh, I can't get enough. That's right, Carl. I'd rather be raped by Derek than loved by you. Why do you think I always come home barely able to walk, covered in welts and bruises, seeming so much happier than you made me? Oh, that's what being in a drunken haze of rape post-euphoria feels like. And the smell, Carl. Oh, fuck that smell. I knew you could sense it on me. I would be absolutely reeking of it. It was him, Carl. It was always him. Derek is, oh, pure fucking testosterone. Oh, pure fucking masculinity. Oh, and he's pure alpha male dominance. He is my fucking god. Look at you. What kind of man are you? Just standing there on the verge of tears as I shit all over you in public, while another man is fondling the love of your life right in front of you. You're such a goddamn pussy. Why? Why am I doing this to you? Fuck you. That's why. I fucking hate you. That's why. You mean nothing to me, Carl. You never did. Love you? God, no. I never loved you. You worshipped the fucking ground I walked on. You pampered me. You doted on me. I made you give me everything you had. And I never fucking loved you. What? Why did I marry you then? The hell do you think? For your damn money, you stupid fuck. Speaking of which, there's more documents in the gift box. Look at the bank records. Well, you're dumb enough to trust me with the finances. Now it's all his. Oh, yes, you fucking bitch. I took all your money and gave it to Derek. And that's not all, faggot. The deed to the house? His. The pink slip to your car? His. Your wife, your kids, and everything you thought yours belongs to him now. Derek took it all from you, Carl. What the fuck are you gonna do about it, huh? What? You're gonna stand up for yourself? You're not gonna fight for your wife and your family? You're gonna try to stop him from taking all your shit? For once in your life, be a fucking man. You are such a fucking coward, Carl. You are such a fucking faggot. Stop crying, you pussy-ass faggot. God, I fucking hate you, Carl. Fucking much.
That's it. I've had enough of this shit. You deserve pain. Real physical pain. I want to see you broken, Carl. I want to see you bleed. Please, Derek, kick his ass. Beat up Carl in front of everybody. Beat the fucking shit out of my husband. Oh my god, yes. Oh, come on, Derek. Show him who's the alpha. Oh, show him. my husband what a real man is. Oh, fuck that punching loser in the fucking face. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Oh, so hot. Oh. Yes. Kick him while he's down. Break his fucking ribs. Stomp on him, Derek. Stomp on his fingers and break his sweating band. Yes, baby. Oh, holy fucking shit. You're beating him up so bad. Right in front of everyone. You're such a weak little bitch, Carl. Fuck you. Fuck you. Nobody's gonna help you, fucking faggot. Yes, Derek. Beat the shit out of my husband. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Beat the shit out of Carl. Oh, God, yes. Oh, break those fucking wedding pictures over his head. Oh, destroy my marriage. Destroy my husband, Derek. Fucking destroy him. Yes. 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 This is the best fucking thing ever. Oh, he's so much pain. All that blood. Fuck yes. I'm coming, Derek. I'm squirting. Watching you beat him up. Keep punching him, Derek. Cave my husband's face. And, oh my God, yes, Derek. Yes, Derek. Yes. Fuck. How's it feel, Carl?
Huh? How does it feel knowing your wife loved watching Derek beat you up so much that I was squirting all over the place? How do you feel that I cheered him on? That I set all this up? Yeah, Carl. This whole party, all these people, your family, your friends, I wanted them here to see me betray you, to break your heart and crush your soul. I wanted them to see Derek batter your body. Take everything you have, completely humiliate you as a husband and a father, rob you of every last shred of manhood you had. So how does it feel, you fucking faggot? Aw, you can't talk now? Your wife broke your heart and then her lover broke your bitch-ass jaw? Good. You know, you're lucky to even be alive still, you pathetic piece of shit. When I planned this, I was begging Derek to kill you. I fucking begged him, Carl. I wanted him to fucking snuff you out. Yeah, that's right. And as you lay there dying, I wanted the last thing you saw to be me. Your wife, the love of your life, your soulmate, the best friend, coming so hard over the killer's massive dick while I scream, die, Carl, die, you faggot, just fucking die. Day after day, I was like, please, Derek, kill my fucking husband, take his fucking life, please, 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 Derek, I hate him so much. Oh, just fucking kill him, Carl, please, I want you to beat him to death. I want the last thing my faggot husband to see is your wife squirting on your murderer's cock. But he refused. So you should be thanking Derek, actually. He's the one that wants you alive. Yeah, he took everything else from you, but he's gonna spare your life. He wants you to live as long as you can. Live with the pain, the shame, the utter disrespect, the permanent physical damage, and complete utter betrayal. I have to admit, though, as much as I want you dead, murdered by my superior alpha male lover, death is too quick and easy for you, knowing that your suffering will extend far beyond this moment because of what I did, what we did. It's so fucking hot. But I know you're weak to survive this misery for long, Carl. No house, no car, no money, abandoned by everyone you love, your body crippled, your heart crushed. And I'm gonna keep sending you pics and videos of us. Of Derek making your wife squirt from anal rape. From him sitting in your favorite TV chair. Of me cooking him breakfast. Of the kids saying they love Derek more than they ever loved you. Calling him dad. You can't fight it forever. You'll eventually end your life, you fucking faggot. And I can't wait. But before you do, send me the suicide note, Carl. Blame me for your death. Tell me how bad I hurt you, how I drove you to kill yourself. Make me sense your overwhelming pain in every bitter word. I want to read how tragic and becomes my greatest triumph. I'm going to frame it and place it right on the wall over your marital bed. After they put your shitty, worthless carcass in the ground, we're gonna come to the ceremony and Derek's gonna pound the ever-living fuck out of me. He's gonna fucking rape me, Carl, right on top of your fucking grave. And I'm gonna come, squirt, scream, and spasm harder, longer, wetter, and louder than I ever have in my life. So fuck you and hurry up and die.
But anyways, guys, now was gonna be the time when Derek violently slams his cock balls deep into my married holes right in front of my husband. He was gonna come in my asshole, and I was gonna shit all over my marriage certificate before licking it all up. I was gonna be a whole thing, quite spectacular. But unfortunately, this fucking loser's eyes have swollen shut. Now it looks like he's probably gonna pass out any moment. Fucking Carl. Always has to ruin everything. I want to make sure he sees what that is when he's totally clear in conscience. Oh well, we could always stay and visit him in the hospital and do it then. Okay, well fuck it. Let's go back to the party. Who wants a drink?